They say we wove in pants, and we woven the material and made a coat and made the pants. Well, then, whenever they, and they'd always make that out of most of the same kind of material, they didn't, but then when they went to making these suits to match and all like that, then they went to call in the coat and pants, the suit. They say we got a suit, and you say, what does it consist of? He says, well, it's a coat, vest, and trousers.
Right. And do you ever use, breeches?
That term has been used lots amongst we back yonder when we was younger and all like that, and working, as I said, a lot of different people like we did. A lot of folks have said, look at old so-and-so's breeches. Look at how you pull a hole. Look how they're patched.
They're pitiful. Well, yeah. What about jeans and that one that has a bib in the front? What do you call the one that has a bib up in the front and straps over here that fasten? A lot of farmers, a lot of people who work in the mills where the...
Yeah, that's just what it's a bib, but what they used to make them out of...
And the whole suit, would they call it bib more than just a bib?
No, that would be, after they went to making it different from that, that was just called, and the shoe shop men used that, them shopping until later, and then they went to using that, making that suit, or when they call that, the coverall suit, what that would be. But
what about jeans? Do you use jeans for those, just like trousers?
Yes, they have been, but...
And,
stinginest things in the world.
Yes. And, did the coveralls have sleeves in it too, or was it just, the kind, did you wear a shirt with coveralls?
Well, you could just slip it on your other clothes, as far as that go, but most of the people would change and slip that on, you say, at a blacksmith shop, or unless it's too cold weather, but that thing cover on, and Gerard's people, they'd have them cover all, and it, otherwise it's made together, and it opened down the front chin, you just let this down, stepped in it, and
right.
Then you pull this all up, and it had sleeves and all, and the sleeves would come on down, you had to protect if they had on the shirts and things.
Right.
I've seen people with the white shirts and blue pants and black pants on and such.
That's
like
it.
As that. And this cover all on, when you pull it off, it's still clean.
Right. And what about one that was always worn with a shirt and it didn't have sleeves and it was like jeans made out of denim, had a bib up here and was cut to the waist in the back, you know?
They call them overhauls.
Oh, okay. Did you ever wear them?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah? I remember this in Kentucky. It was what they used to work in the tobacco all the time.
Yes, ma'am.
And suppose you went outside and you'd forgotten your coat and someone looked out and saw you and they decided that you needed it and they took your coat out there and said, here, I have...
Brought your coat. I saw you forgotten it.
All right.
And you've been doing thinking very well.
And what about... If someone else's coat is lying somewhere and you think, well, you'd like to see how that looks, and you just try it on and it's just the right size, you might say, I tried on his coat and it...
Just fits.
All right. And if the suit is not an old suit, you'd say it's a... If you just bought it, you'd say it's a...
It's a practically new suit.
And if somebody is coming in with the suit and they've got their pockets filled with something walnut, you'd say, look, his pockets are really...
It's bulging out.
And if this doesn't happen as much as it used to, I don't think, but
no.
Suppose that you have a new shirt and it fit fine, and then you had it washed, and then all of a sudden the collar's much too small. You'd say, look here, the collar...
It's shrinking up.
All right. And maybe it's been washed three times, and it seems to get smaller every time. You would say, look, this has been washed three times, and it has...
Continued to shrink.
All right. And how would you say, talking about a woman or a...